And the time is 8:54. This is Illinois Public Media, and it's time for our first look at the commodity markets. My script says Aaron Curtis of Bitco, but my hookup from Zoom says Logan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Taking Aaron's spot here for Monday mornings. Logan Kimmel with Roach Ag here. Markets on the commodity front are higher. Corn on September up 3.25 at 4.42¾. On the new crop, December corn up 4.25 at 4.65½. Soybeans higher as well, up 5 on August at 11.96½. November up 4 at 11.94¾. Wheat market a little bit lower here today. September Chicago wheat down 3½ at 6.36½. The Kansas City wheat down 7½ at 6.68¾. As we look to the grains, the July weather worries and geopolitical uncertainties are moving the grain markets here today. Friday's USDA report really included only minor changes to the domestic supply and demand balance sheets with no major surprises. This did lead traders to quickly move past the reports and refocus on the U.S. weather during the critical upcoming pollination period here. The current forecasts for the week include high heat in the plains and north central Corn Belt, with little to no rain forecasted across the bulk of the Corn Belt. The above normal temperatures are slated to stick around here for about an 8 to 14 day period. So this did help boost the corn and soybean prices sharply higher last night on the open and holding their gains here thus far. In addition to that, the off and on again relationship here between the U.S. and Iran is kind of back on the skids currently, with strikes between the two occurring all weekend. Including earlier here today. So Iran is attempting to choke off the flow of this vessel traffic through the Strait of Hormuz again, while the U.S. Attempts to further reduce the Iran military infrastructure and its control of the strait. So that's the Iran front. We also saw overseas news on Friday with second strait, the Kerch Strait, entering the news. This connects the Black Sea in the Sea of Azov near Crimea. We've seen a large amount of drone attacks and really the wheat export front choked off in that area, which is part of the strength in the wheat market at the tail end of last week as well. So seeing some overseas tensions mixed with our weather here in the U.S. has the spec funds back in a buying mode here. And we did see that on the CFTC report on Friday for the week ending Tuesday of July 7th. Large managed money funds were net buyers of 52,000 contracts of corn. The funds were also net buyers of 31,000 contracts of soybeans and 7,000 contracts of soft red wheats. This puts them back net long the corn and soybean market, still remaining short wheat. As we look to the livestock market, August feeder cattle up 115 at 355.82. The August live cattle down 10 at 235.10. October live cattle up 35 at 230.87. December live cattle up 40 at 230.67. Hog markets moving higher here today. August up a buck at 105. The October up 82 at 85.90, and the December hogs up 35 at 76.60. Cash cattle trade last week across all regions was mostly $7 lower at 248. So as we look at the markets this week, a lot of emphasis on the next 8 to 14 days of U.S. weather across the Corn Belt. This has been Logan Kimmel with Roach Ag Marketing in Naperville.